Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. So, have you had the talk? Not that one, the other one. The one with your parents. The one with the elders in your family. The one where you talk to them about their money. Ooh, wait, gosh, that's taboo, David. Well, guess what? It's a conversation you have to have. And yes, they may remember you in diapers, but you got to have the conversation anyway. So we're going to have the conversation. We're going to prep you and equip you to have that conversation. And we're going to do that by having a great guest. Jack Tater is our guest today, CEO and president of Research for Gem Research Solutions. He's owner of People Tested Media. Website, safeforretirement.com. Safe, the number four, retirement.com. And the book is Having the Talk. What do you know? Having the Talk, the four keys to your parents' safe retirement. That's what we're talking about. So very glad to have Jack on the program. He comes to us with 25 years of experience in the retail, entertainment, and financial services industries. Frequent speaker at conferences, featured in numerous publications. He's a retire mentor contributor for MarketWatch.com. They got a group of people that act as like retirement mentors, but they call it Retire Mentor. So Retire Mentor contributor for MarketWatch, and has done just a lot of research in this area. He received his BA from Stony Brook University and MBA from Pepperdine University. So we've got some books he's written, and he's an expert. So we're going to talk to Jack about this very important talk that needs to be had. Jack, welcome back. Glad to have you on the program.
David, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Excellent. Let's dive in. I kind of got everybody's attention with the talk, and it's a talk that is in our society. You know, it's almost as uncomfortable as the other talk. Of course, everybody talks about with the talks with kids. So now we're talking about the other end of the spectrum, but it's just one that everybody seems to have a hard time getting to. And I guess my first question is, why? Why is it hard? Because it's just so important. Why do people struggle? Is it, you know, the different roles that we've had with our parents or our family, our loved ones? Is it because money itself is a taboo topic? Is it, I mean, shed some light on it first, Jack.
Well, I think without a doubt, it's an issue because it's around money. And it's not just money, because there's other aspects to it as well. But many people put this off because they're afraid to discuss money with either their children or their parents. So it's considered kind of taboo. But, you know, the reality is, David, is that we all end up having the talk with our parents, or our parents end up having it with us. The problem is we end up having the talk too late. I mean, every time I bring this up to people, there's always people say, oh, I have a story about this. This happened to me, or this happened in my family, and now people don't talk to each other. And invariably, it happens because the talk happens too late. Oftentimes, it can happen on a deathbed or really at a point in time where you can't make any changes related to estates or money or anything along those lines. So it's very important to recognize that this is a vital discussion, but it's also a discussion that has to happen earlier rather than later.
Well, and that's all very helpful, Jack. And you know, the thing, as you were describing that, you know, what was running through my mind is, okay, so let's say that the kids, we get up the gumption to talk to mom and dad about this, and we do it before it's not too late. And then there is a ready for it. There's a dismissal. No, I don't really want to talk about that. And it's said in many different ways. Oh, that's all taken care of. You don't need to worry about that. We've got a plan for that. Or, you know, we'll do that another time. What is a good response to that? I mean, is there a way to say, no, wait, it needs to be now? What do you recommend?
Well, you know, the reality is I think things have changed over the last decade. And I would say 10 years ago, we were hearing more and more of that. I think now we're starting to hear parents start to say, you know what, I do need to have you involved. I do need to have these discussions. And what I've heard from a lot of adult children is that when they get that pushback from their parents, they will bring up examples of either people they know at work or family members, and they will bring up situations where say, oh, you remember what happened with Uncle Louie or a person at work who didn't outline all of this or didn't let their children know about this? And then after they were gone, the family broke apart. You don't want that to happen to us, mom and dad. So even if you've done this, it's important for us not only to know what you've done, but for us also to be involved with whoever you've worked this out with, whether it's an attorney or whether it's a financial professional. So that may be okay that you've done that, but now we have to know who these people are. But a lot of times if you push your parents on this and say, look, we want to make sure that what happens to some other people doesn't happen to us and our family is able to stay together, you have to be very clear to us on what your wishes are so that we can execute those wishes properly according to what you want to have happen.
That's good, Jack. You know, it's a reinforcing, or, you know, I want to say it the right way here. It's just a recognizing that for many times the patriarch, the matriarch, or the family, they are the glue that holds many families together. And then said another way, when they're not there, you know, sometimes some of the rifts that already exist become more magnified, especially if there is misunderstanding, confusion, resentment, you know, name the emotion, about the finances and the way the finances are transferred from one generation to the next. And there's just so many different things that can go wrong, that getting on the front end of it and being prepared for that. And a lot of that we just talked about is geared toward their estate plans and what they want to have happen with their money and who gets what and when. But there's also some other elements that I want to make sure we get to, and that is one of just simply protecting them from potential abuse by unscrupulous people out there that might try to get their money, and then also making sure their money's going to last, make sure that their needs are going to be met. So there's a lot here to dig into. Let's grab a break, and we'll come back and do that, Jack. Jack Tater's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, CEO and President of Research for GEM Research Solutions, and we will grab a break and be right back with Jack. Stay right there.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I specialize in representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. Spouses getting divorced in their 50s, 60s, and 70s confront far different challenges than younger people. If you have questions about alimony, division of retirement or investment accounts, Social Security, health insurance, or anything else, you can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. You need to find one who has a greater education with advanced degrees and professional certifications. One with multiple licenses offering a wide range of solutions. One who's independent and discloses his fee structure, like independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, certified financial planner, personal financial specialist, and chartered financial consultant. With 24 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial for a one-on-one meeting with David at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back with Jack Tater on the line. Safe for Retirement, the number four, safeforretirement.com. And the book, Having the Talk, The Four Keys to Your Parents' Safe Retirement. There it is. I mean, that's so important. You know, Jack, we mentioned before the break a little bit about the estate planning. I want to get to those other couple of areas we talked about. You know, just being more aware of the finances in the family and what people have done from a planning standpoint, who the players are, who the key advisors are. Because if all of a sudden somebody comes out of the woodwork at some point, and it's, you know, somebody, I mean, and it happens, you know, where somebody tries to get it, take advantage and get somebody's money, you know, it's like you know, and it could be something to be on guard for, whether there's somebody that new or different, or all of a sudden there's something different. You can just be aware of the change.
Yep. Well, I will tell you, David, that's a very good point, because I've recently done some work with a professor down at Texas Tech just around this whole topic of scams. And the whole area of just the elderly and maintaining their cognitive ability.
Sure.
And the reality is, he did a study that says very interesting. He did a study where he evaluated people as they progressed in age, and they took a test, a financial aptitude test. And what he found is that the reality is, as people get older, their financial aptitude actually decreases. But what ends up increasing is their level of confidence. So when you look at this on a chart, you start to see that people become very confident in their decisions as they get older, but their financial aptitude decreases. That gap is what makes them susceptible to scams and unscrupulous people. So it's another reason why you need to have your estate plans in place, and you need to have other players like your family and advisors in place, and knowing what you want to have done with your finances, rather than let this drag on and you run into that situation where as you get into your later years, there are these issues with some of these financial aptitude and a level of confidence issues where you're more susceptible to scam. So it was a very interesting study.
Yeah.
And it really proved to me why you really have to have this talk sooner rather than later.
Well, that's excellent, Jack. And not only have the talk, but don't delay on getting your estate plans in order. I mean, you've got a very, very dangerous mix of heightened confidence and decreased competence.
Right.
That's right. Really a bad combination. And I'm sure there's a political joke or some other funny comment there, but I'll leave it alone. You know, but there is, you know, that's a dangerous combination in anything, especially when it relates to your financial affairs. And we've all heard horror stories within the financial community of people changing their wills or trusts or other things at, you know, toward the end of their lives when this exact scenario you describe is unfolding. And that also, as you said, makes them more susceptible to potential abuse, you know, from strangers or not strangers, which is even more scary. You
right.
know, very large percentage, as you know, Jack, of abusive situations financially among the elders in our culture, our society, is committed by people that know them and know them well.
Right, right. No, that's very true. That is very true. And it is something that has to be addressed. And it is, once again, that reason why you have to have this sooner rather than later. And a lot of times you'll have family come out of the woodwork, or the thing that we also hear is that there's certain expectations among siblings that they'll say, oh, mom and dad said I should have this or not. And if one of the parents pass away, they'll come back and they'll say, well, dad always said this or mom always said this.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the family just breaks down.
That's right.
And if there's been no agreement or no discussion in place, it just makes it very hard for the remaining spouse and for the family overall.
Yeah, and it's, again, money and family can be gasoline on a fire. There are some of these old differences in how kids were treated. You know, one sibling says to the other, you know, this is the way it is. You know, they always like me better. And I, you know, however many scoops of ice cream you got, I got one more and I get to take one of yours.
Right, And you know, the reality is, David, is that the stats are out there. And over the last 10 years, and like I said, we've seen an increase in people wanting to do this. But over the last 10 years, we've seen numbers where 90% of families agree that they need to have these discussions. And 90% of the parents who have had these discussions, they report having peace of mind.
Yeah.
And you have maybe 50% who haven't had to talk or feel that way. So that whole need to have peace of mind in your later years, making sure that you're going to be taken care of, your family's going to be taken care of, I mean, there's nothing that's more important than that.
Agreed. And, you know, to the specific, and this was the third point, about making sure that, you know, families, parents are taken care of during their lifetime. You know, that's the other type or another piece of this talk that is kind of, you know, part of the program is to say, let's talk about, you know, what you want done, when you want it done, how you want things handled. And, hey, are there financial resources here? You know, to be aware of what mom and dad have. And say, so how is this going to be, you know, used for your care? Do you have a long-term care policy if something should come up? You know, do you have other resources we can tap? How are you going to pay the bills if something happens to one of you? All of those things, you know, very important to get figured out on the front end.
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And what we're seeing is that there's a real need for someone who has expertise in these areas, like I said, whether it's an attorney or whether it's an advisor, to play a role almost as an intermediary
mm-hmm.
with family.
Sure.
Because things have gotten more complex. I think one of the reasons we've seen some trends over the last 10 years for people wanting to jump into these conversations is because things like healthcare, long-term care, these things have become much more complex than they were 10, 20 years ago. And people have seen stories, people have seen friends of theirs who had their assets depleted because they didn't put in a plan regarding long-term care or a plan around estate planning. So what we're starting to see is it's not just the families and the getting together, but even bringing in some expertise, bringing in advisors there to play a role. One of the things I bring up to families and to advisors is one of those key questions that you can bring up or an advisor can bring up to their clients is, who is going to be your executor of your estate? And oftentimes it's a family member. Mm-hmm. And that can give that family member a great way to now forge a connection with an advisor or with an expert who can handle a lot of the intricacies that are out there. I mean, the reality is regulations and everything else that's out there around healthcare, money, estates, they're complex. They go beyond just the knowledge of what a family has. So involving an outside person like an advisor is very important here.
Yeah, I agree, Jack. It's, it's often is a case where people just simply don't know what they don't know about the rules and how it all works. And, you know, families have this idea that, you know, if something happens, when something happens, that there's going to be this ceremonial, like they've seen on television, a big conference room and the big high back chairs and the reading of the will. And that's TV. That's not what happens.
Right.
And depending on, you know, the circumstances, you know, there's a lot more to it. And one thing about the financial world, as I know you well know, Jack, from your vantage point of having seen this over several decades here, that one thing is for certain, that this financial stuff, the legal stuff, the regulatory stuff you mentioned, all of it gets more complex all the time. There's been no real simplification, at least not during my career. I've never seen any of this stuff get more simple.
No, not at all. Not at all. It really is. It really has gotten to the level where it's not just filling out a will. And you know, you go back years ago. I mean, I think about my parents. My parents were like, well, I have a will and it says this and this. Well, there's a lot more that has to go into place. Estates and all of these other things. And the reality is also, I feel having the discussion is not just about financial aspects. There's a lot of other things as well to be included here. And obviously one of them is healthcare, and how families and think about you know, their end of life wishes and things along those lines. So those are complex issues that were potentially things that we didn't think about in the past, but now we have to think about. One of the things that I have seen that has blown the best financial plan totally out of the water is if we don't recognize that there's a family member, and it can be either a close family member or somebody outside of our close circle, but is there a family member whose health conditions, either current or future, could have an impact on your situation? Because think of it, you can have a great plan, but if somebody in the family has a health condition, or maybe some uncle or aunt who needs taking care of, if they have to be taken care of regarding their health, that can blow out the greatest financial plan that you potentially have. So these are things that have to be discussed as well when you start having this talk.
I couldn't agree more, Jack, and I think we should dig a little deeper into that. You talk about long-term care, ways to deal with it, and there are multiple ways besides just getting long-term care insurance, and we'll talk about that. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back. Jack Tater on the line, CEO, President of Research for GEM Research Solutions, Safe for Retirement, the number four in there, safeforretirement.com, and the book, Having the Talk, The Four Keys to Your Parents' Safe Retirement. Quick break, more on long-term care and how to handle that right after the break.
Two things are for sure. It's summertime and the kids want to swim. I'm sure glad that we enrolled our children in the Volusia Flagler YMCA Summer Swim Program. It was so easy. At the Y, they enjoy water sports, meet new friends, and most important, they learn water safety skills. If you haven't signed up yet, call your local Y or log on to vfymca.org. Come on, it's summertime. Enjoy it more with the Summer Swim Programs from your Volusia Flagler YMCA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
Having the Talk, The Four Keys to Your Parents' Safe Retirement. That's a book, safeforretirement.com, with the number four in there, safeforretirement.com. That's the website. And the guest, Jack Tater, CEO and President of Research for GEM Research Solutions. So, Jack, long-term care, you know, statistics are out there. They're pretty clear. Two out of three Americans over 65 are going to need some sort of long-term care. The studies have been done by the Society of Actuaries that report that this one of the biggest threats that is of concern to people when they enter retirement is long-term care. And then when people have had a very disappointing retirement, one of the major causes is the onset of a major long-term care scenario that causes the depletion of assets. So this is something that needs to be dealt with head on, not dismissed and saying, well, I don't know, or though I don't want insurance or some other non-engagement, just dismissing of the whole idea, or I'll take my chances. We need to hit it head on. We need to talk about ways to do it. Insurance is not the only way. It can be a good way depending on the person's situation. There are different types of policies now available. But this is something that we've got to get our head around and get our hands on, because it is, as you said, it can be catastrophic, especially if it's a long-term scenario where we're talking about potentially years of care that can just drain the best financial plan.
When I work with families and bring up this whole point about having the discussion and having the talk, so many times I'll hear the stories about a family member or a friend who saw their entire retirement savings get depleted because one of the people in the couple spent their time in a nursing home and the money just went away. So even though the kids thought they were going to get this money at the end, and this is what their parents wanted to do, was to pass on all of this money that they had saved for all of these assets. But what they saw instead is their assets get depleted because of things like nursing home costs and things along those lines. I hear that story constantly. And in fact, when I hear that, it's usually the big impetus for why people will then have the talk.
Yeah.
And some people are now starting to realize that if you don't start to think about long-term care earlier and keep putting it off and putting it off, they're running into situations now where they're not going to be eligible
exactly
for getting long-term care.
That's the problem.
It's another reason for why you need to have the talk earlier rather than later, because I've just seen so many people, I've had them come in, and I've talked to them, and they say, yeah, we really need to take a look at long-term care insurance, and then they don't qualify. You know, fortunately, there's some other things that they can do and things along those lines. But the important thing is they have to recognize a couple of things, that if they don't take care of this, all those assets that they plan to give to their children, they run the risk of being totally depleted. And the other thing that needs to be considered here, and I know a lot of people look at long-term care as an expense, and it is costly, but you have to recognize that it's long-term care insurance. So it's insurance. It's something that is out there to give you peace of mind. And I think it's important for people to recognize the mechanics. And once again, it goes back to this whole point about family members. things are very complex and difficult out there. This is why you want to get an expert, an advisor, an attorney, someone who really knows this to explain what the situation is with this, because there's a lot of moving parts around all of these things.
Well, and that advisor described, whoever it is you engage in the process with, Jack, they're going to help move you and push you, because they've been asked to do this, push you to make plans now, because it's very easy for people to say, yeah, you know, I'll plan my financial future tomorrow. I mean, so, you know, there's that procrastination that happens often with areas like this. But, and the long-term care, you know, I find sometimes that when I'm meeting with couples that perhaps one of them really can't get long-term care. So what's ironic about that, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Jack, is when one can't, guess what? In many situations, the other one better, because if the one that can't get insurance needs care, what's going to happen? They're going to deplete assets, which is going to then leave less assets take care of the second one, who thankfully can get insurance, and then flip it around. If the one that can get insurance has a situation, the insurance will cover costs and then thereby leave assets for the one that can't get insurance. I mean, so if you got to do it, and you also mentioned there being other ways to do this, another thing that's becoming more and more popular as a backup plan for those either that can't get insurance or choose not to, is to look at their home equity. They're looking at tapping their home equity, maybe through a reverse mortgage, as a way of getting to those resources if they need it at some point down the road.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what this is very complex, and there are tools now that are available that weren't available to us 10 years ago. You mentioned about the reverse mortgages, and I know reverse mortgages had a black eye, and my understanding is they've cleaned up a lot of.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And it is now a situation where that is a viable way for people to handle a lot of their retirement income needs in later years. So it's something that is complex, but it's something that can provide a safety valve for people to get around some of these issues. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of complexity out there, and there's a lot of moving parts, and it's important to have the discussion between family members, but you've also got to involve somebody who knows how to handle a lot of these complexities and these issues that are out there, and has that expertise.
Very good, Jack. Well, hey, look, cars are complicated. We drive them. I mean, just because something complicated can't mean we can't get ourselves situated. Jack Tater, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, CEO and President of Research for GEM Research Solutions. SafeForRetirement.com is the website. Having the Talk, that's the book. Having the Talk, the 4 Keys to Your Parents' Safe Retirement. Jack, thank you so much for being with us. We'll definitely have to do it again.
David, always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.